a nod to the board and that drove me here to face the tide and swim. I swam. Oh, swam. Dip a toe in the ocean. Oh, how it hardens and it numbs. The rest of me is a version of mine built to collapse and crumb. And if I hadn't come now to the coast to disappear, I may have died in a landslide. Rocks and hopes and fear. So I swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Are you a man and you a bag of sand? Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Are you a man and you a bag of sand?
Hi everyone, you're still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's time for the wonderful PSAs, public service announcements about life. All right, the first one is about GEDs. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, I don't know who that is, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo, he's scary. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GE classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education. And then this one's about food safety, which I feel like everyone should know. Use different cutting boards so that bacteria and raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year. That's a lot. And roughly 3,000 will die. Oh my God. But you can keep your family safer. Sorry. It's scary. By separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and Ad Council. Woohoo! Separate your food. Okay. Back to more relaxing times and music that doesn't make you think of Giardia and other foodborne things. I don't know what they are. But yay, music.
Governed by simple pleasures. She won't ever let you meet her family, but she'll show you pictures. Da 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 da. She's a simple girl and she's got simple emotions. She won't ever let you in, but she wants to keep you in her. Still couldn't learn. Covered my tracks. Thought I was fine. Got no self-control. Now I'm back here in line. All I got is nothing but a little bit of love. Gonna give it to the people. Then they'll see. Then they'll see. Nothing but a little bit of love. Gonna give it to the people. Then they'll see day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
Hi again, this is Emma. We're going to read more PSAs to inform you about life. Okay, so this one is about separating your food again, because really it is super important. So, roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Also, you don't even have to eat meat if you don't want, like me. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov, brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. And then this one's really fun because it's about outdoors. Did you know? Children who play outside become fitter and leaner, have lower stress levels, and develop stronger immune systems. Today, over 80% of Americans live in cities, with fewer connections than ever to forests and other natural areas. Fortunately, even in cities, families can find parks, green spaces, and preserves where they can play, explore, and reconnect with nature. To find a park or green space near you, visit discovertheforest.org, or in Espanol, because I'm really bad at Spanish, descubreelbosque.org. Please support this campaign and help us encourage families to get back outdoors. Adventures and Wait in the Forest, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service. And once again, you are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, WJRH in Easton, Pennsylvania. And you can check us out online if you want, because we have our songs listed, and it'd be cool if you want to, you know, listen to them more. If not, it's fine. Do whatever you want. All right, here's more music.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. It's a light and tumble journey from the east side to the park. Just a fine and fancy ramble to the zoo. But you
can take a cross-town bus if it's raining or it's cold. And the animals will love it if you do. All happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. The monkeys stand for honesty. Giraffes are insincere. And the elephants are kindly, but they're dumb. Orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages. And the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries. Antelopes are missionaries. Pigeons blocked in secrecy. And hamsters turn on frequently. What the gas? Let her come and see at the zoo. At the zoo. At the zoo.
Oh, Multiple choice parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm... Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm heavy on never mattered. Mind over matter. Yeah, no.
Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Fun Sized Funk with Emma Cohen and Teresita Galarce Crane. And we have one last song for you, and we're signing off. Have a great weekend.
Happy birthday to Terry's mom on Wednesday.
Happy birthday to Emma on Wednesday.
Woohoo! Have a great week, everyone.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. And they'll be carving you up, alright. You say you gotta stay humble.